So he's going on the Maimah Basarma Maris and trying to explain what is sort of the latent question of Gemara. The Gemara is saying, why does it say it? What's the net question? Why does it say? It doesn't mean that he was created by Sarma Maris in order to punish Hashem. That would be very strange that Kadosh Baruch Hu would deliberately set up something to be manish. Had it been one ma'im and not ten ma'amaras, the world wouldn't be able to get to the same dag of Kedusha. So, in other words, the Asaras Ma'amaras are a description of how chashav the world is, and b'meila, it's telling me how much a person is being mekalkel mitzaken when he's mekalkel mitzaken these inyan. So it's telling us basically it's giving us an understanding of the chashivas of the world rather than telling us a purpose. So the marshal by the Asara Deiris. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made Asara Deiris. It means that from the fact that Asara Deiris is Lohidia, I guess you could add something to this, that the reason why it's written in the Torah, the way in which it's written, the Torah didn't have to be mayrich in how many mamaris there are and how many there are not. Tachlis, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that's the end. The technical details are not of significance. The same thing, the Torah that you have didn't need to say. I mean, Noach is important, the Adam is important, but some of the other Torahs really. So for all of that, it needs to tell us exactly what the it needs to tell me these mamaris in order to let me know how precious the world is that we're either upholding or ruining. The Torah is teaching me this, letting me in on this, so that we understand. So now he's going to say another pshat in the understanding of that story of Mamaris. Ki ha'olam mitzad Hashem yisbarach shu echad roi sheni v'mayim echad hu yisbarach echad. There is a hidden question here as to, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, everything that comes from him should be echad, and it would be a lot more befitting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isim and asiya to make it echad. Rak mitzad ke'olam u'mechulik. Lekach mitzad ha'mekabel ho'olam shebasar ma'amaris kifi ma'asher mekabel shemechulik. Since the primary primary characteristic of the world is chalukah, the world is a makom that is chaluk. So therefore, it is something that requires that chalukah into a star of inside the world. So the star of mamaris are tzuras bria mitzad the makabel. I said many times before the basic difference between when we say that we are a chelik al kaimi mao, the crucial word is chelik. In other words, even though our neshamas are of a divine nature and they have in themselves a tchunis of kaviyachul al yonim, but the one, the mimal, and every nivra is always a chelik. So the being a chelik is crucial to us. It says, the Maral also points this out, that the first mimer in the world after the Ur was the Rekia that was mabul here in Taftanim. This world is Havdalah is its etzem, its metzias, and that's why it says locus is so common, because the primary defining characteristic of this world is it's split off, it's halakim. So the Mela Astara is an appropriate number fit. So why do we have the Asper Mamaris? So the Mitzvah is that both are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with what's one Maimah by him is Asar Mamaris by us. The question is, why does the Torah refer to it as Asar Mamaris? Bein Lahakshu it says, Soib Soib Mitzara Mikabul Ha'olam Nivra Mitzar Mamaris. Ein Zekashe, Ki Dva Hashem Ki Pate Shifoy Tzitzela, Ki Dva Hashem Yisbach Nechol Kam Chalokim, Lekach Im Afim Kosa Mir Echas, Amir Zizchal Kam Chalokim. So I think what he means is that's pashit that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's one maima would split up to 10 when it comes to us, and our tefisnit would be 10. But when a Kadosh, but the question is, why is it called that way? So the perspective of the Torah is coming mitzad the mekabel. And not mitzvah doiseh, and that's something that Mishnah is asking about. I want to add a certain point to this moral, or that late in the moral's words. The difference between echad nasara is mitzvah the noise, mitzvah the mekabel, fine. Mitzvah the boyer, mitzvah the nivra. There's another nekuda here, which is the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers that it's mitzad the world of Schar and Einish, which really means that the world is first and foremost, the Bria is first and foremost for Avodas Adam. Because when we're trying to explain what's happened, So let's give a dogma. Imagine a doctor does some sort of surgery on a patient. So mitzvah a patient, it's the result that he talks about. I got this fixed, I got this taken care of, I got this and the other thing. The doctor speaks about the operation, the technique, and so on. They're both referring to the same thing, and each one talks about his nekuda. But if for the doctor, for the surgeon, it was a procedure using this technique and overcome these problems. For the person, it was a refuah for a certain issue that he had. The labeling of it, what do I call this, depends really which is the ika, which is the tafel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are always one, and the Bria always understands it in Chalokim. But should not the Torah have written HaKadosh Baruch Hu's one Naimer, and then we would hear it, each one of us would do it in 10 different ways? The answer is, the Tachlis of the Bria was Adam and Avodas Adam. Certainly the Tachlis of the Bria that we understand is like that, and therefore the Torah writes it that way. Because in a certain sense, the ikar of the Bria is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's he made it for Adam to act a certain way. And Tzchar and Einish and Avodas Hashem are not just mikra. Listen, we happen to be in a world HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has strict house rules. You better keep those house rules. It means rather that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules are, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gemaras that happen to come from one Sheirish. Bechein Murcha Beishab, and he's going to show you another place where you see that there is where the title of the Bria is Kosher to Adam rather than to Akash Baruch. Bechein Murcha Beishab, Bezel Lashaynai. Vayishbeis Mekol Malachtoi, Loi Be'omel Be'yagah Baruch Akash Baruch Elamai. Akash Baruch Hu did not create the world with Amal and Yoga, the elderly poor Meshav Shabbos Oyla Shivam Yoga. It's called Melacha to be prepared for Shivam Yoga. Atka. So it's a Tanya Sasu. It doesn't make any sense. It's kosher. Mitchil Oma Shivra Hoylam the late Amal be Yoga. How come Shivra Bamal be Yoga? I mean Tanya Sasu. And I can't be Rushay.
One of the core descriptions of Amal Yegia is
is something that's impossible to cut out. Let's go back to our muscle of the fantasy. How long after I want a car do I fantasize? The answer is, it's one and the same. My ruts and my fantasies, hainu hach. So, Yigia and the music of Yigia and Menucha could not apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's no Zman by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is the Bria. And whatever it is that he wants is the Metzius of the Bria. So there was no Hemshech Zman. Kodesh Baruch Hu HaKol B'Hemshech Zman Klal. Rak Yotzer Zman Mitzad HaMekabel. Ki Hemshech Zman Adom Bria Atzma V'Yitzos Atzman Kechot. B'Stei Da Bria Kachu. She'oratz Toitzi Tzmachim. V'chein Kol Advarim. Ol Kachu Yitzor Hemshech Zman Bria Soylam. וכמויש הזמן אשר לבריאה ומצד המקבל, כך המנוחה והשפיסה גם היא מצד המקבל, שהמקבל אויב יגיע לקבל הכל כאחות, ולדוב הזה הויה הנוחה בימה שבי. So, the מנוחה ושפיסה was מצד המקבל, and the מקבל, for us, since for us in the world there is what's the right word for it, existence of all the items in this world, then Bal Korchov, there is Zman that takes to change, and the Mela, there is Yikia and Ayefus and so on. The Seda B'Yakahu She'oros Etzit Zmachim Chei Kodvar V'lechein Eitzor Hemshel Zman Al B'Yasoy Lepo K'moish Zman Ashoy Lepriyo Mitzad HaMekapu. So as I was saying before, Menucha is when a process of Zman has culminated. It's when a Zman has come to its end. But it requires Zman. There's no such thing as Menucha in a world where there would not be Kula Zman. Lipora min ha'ishoyim she'ma'ad nefo'ilom she'nivro ba'amu v'yega. And that's why there was rest in Yom HaShvi'i to be pereya from the ha'ishoyim she'ma'ad nefo'ilom she'nivro ba'amu v'yega. Ki soiv soiv nivro ha'ilom behem shem zman u'basar ma'amores. O lekach ha'ishoyim she'ma'ad nefo'ilom asid l'itzen sadin. So, everything that everything in the world that klape us, we look at it as it's a nivra and it's developed in time. And the mela there is going to be a consequence of the litmus hadin. So a Russia looks at it from the bottom up and he sees a world that is that there's amoniki in it, and therefore Kashva could be perea. The world that we live in, to us, is reality. It's an important point for other things also, and I want to explain something similar to this. There's a lot of, I guess, Chassidish Torah, especially the Ishbitza, Tzadik, that a lot of times explain somehow that the kilkulim and the chatoyim and so on are not really negative at Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it all in his mind, so to speak. And there's that type of flavor to it, a lot of Hashem et Adam and so on and so forth. It's meant to convey a certain sense that at the end of the day, everything follows Kashos Ratzon, and it is emes to that degree. Yes, we can't say it's like the Ram Chazal, everything's going towards the Yichud, so on and so forth. They're Osik in Tanis, they're Osik this, and the Yarek HaShpaz Osik in bringing our Shal Mashiach. All of that is correct. But to us, who live in a Messias where there is give and take and kilkul and tikkun and so on, we would be wrong if we would say, Orot Hashem and so on. We don't inherit that way. Our reality is that sometimes we get the world. Our reality is that is it took time, and it culminated in Shabbos. All of those things are our reality. And B'neila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can justifiably be prepare us for our tefisa, because that's the standard we live by. It's like you say that, you know, you judge a person by the standard that himself set. That's the fairest way you can do it. So we don't set a standard that divine. We set a standard that's after this world. And B'neila, we suffer the consequence and so on. So the key point is the Olam is never behemshel zman or basar mamaris. So I need to take fact into account all the stages that went into Bria Olam. That's what he's saying over here. In terms of Be'ita Nachishena, Lemashal, where you have, you know, Akash Baruch Hu says, you know, if you're not Zechetz Be'ita, if you're Zechetz Nachishena, a very Balbatish is a simple chiluk. One is quick, one is not quick. The deeper understanding in Be'ita Nachishena is, if we are not Zeicha, then the Bria has to develop from our perspective. In other words, we don't have Shaychas, any perspective beyond us, and B'meila, that's what we're stuck with. If we are Zeicha, then we can have a mahala that comes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're both genuine. They both are mahalkim of Geula. The question is in how much, in which world is it coming from? If we're stuck in our world, then it has to come from mahala, and therefore, it's tough luck. Where we are. If not, that Kadosh Baruch Hu does it mitzad his mehalchim, and that doesn't have zman, it doesn't need zman. It's a type of mehalach where you create the same changes in tikkun and debriya, but doesn't require to have zman included. Any questions?